secrets everywhere. When we think of secrets, we think government, but there are so many other secrets out there. Some are flying over our heads, such as UFOs, but this article is not about UFOs, but the mysteries which surround us. There are so many things which can't be explained, so they are filed away without us being told about them, but sometimes the information leaks out. Why are some of these things being kept secret? Take the Dead Sea Scrolls, for example. They were kept secret for generations. Now the information they contain is said to be available, but how do we know there are not more scrolls which are still being hidden? I personally hate secrecy. One thing which really annoys me is when someone wants to tell me something but also asks me not to tell anyone else, even members of my own family. I always say the same reply: please do not tell me. Some families are big on secrecy and keep secrets from each other routinely. I personally do not think this leads to a healthy relationship. I also felt if the secret got out, it might be suspected I was the one who told others, and I never wanted to be put into that position. One secret has to do with pyramids. There are far more pyramids around the world than we suspect, but this fact is being kept secret. The problem is many of them have been found in places where they look like mountains because they are covered in vegetation. Also, pyramids may not be what we suspect. We are constantly told they were tombs for pharaohs when we talk about the Egyptian pyramids, and yet this isn't true, since no pharaoh was ever found in one. Evidence is building which suggests they were ancient power generating stations. Even the age of some of them is being hidden. Some are not just over 4,000 years old, but over 20,000 or more. This has been proven by the organic matter found between the stones in the mortar. If we were permitted to rummage through the basements of many famous museums in the world, we would find things which were put into them instead of being put on display, because they go against the scientific thinking of the time. In other words, they are hidden. But not everything is hidden. Some go on display even though they were stolen and people don't realize it. One museum in England has a display called the Elgin Marbles. The display is of Greek statues taken from the Parthenon in Athens, Greece. They had been removed in the 19th century by Thomas Bruce, 7th Earl of Elgin, and sent to England. The above-mentioned situation is by no means the only example of a museum displaying objects taken from other countries without their permission, which is stealing. When the ancient city of Troy was discovered, its discoverer, Heinrich Schliemann, looted the ancient treasures. Troy was a city located in what is today present-day Turkey. The treasure bounced around being displayed by different Western museums until World War II, when the Soviets got their hands on it. Today the treasure is on display at the Pushkin Museum in Moscow, Russia. The Dripper stones could be a record of alien presence on Earth. The discs look almost like a record. They have a hole in the center and evenly cut grooves across the surface. The people who have seen them say they look like information storage devices. They had been dated to around 10,000 BC, and there are said to be 716 of them. The size of the discs is said to be 12 inches. After the discs were discovered, they were sent to different museums in China for storage. Some had been sent to be examined by Russian scientists. A couple were said to have been on display but later withdrawn. There is no record of the discs ever being in any Chinese museum, and all information about them is now secret. There is photographic evidence of their existence, however. Initially it was thought they could contain some sort of recording, but the Russian scientist said after his examination of the discs, the marks when magnified proved to be unknown hieroglyphics. Science certainly has its secrets also. One of the biggest seems to be Mars once had intelligent life on it. While anything to do with this subject is dismissed, did you ever wonder why we never sent probes to the Cydonia region of Mars, where the face and pyramid on Mars reside? It is not even talked about. Some think we did send secret probes there and no more than we are saying. When NASA tried to disprove the face actually existed by using photographs which only contained a few colors to make the face seem like a pile of dirt, other scientists complained and picked up on what was going on. If the face was being disparaged by trickery, why? Because some scientists think we can't handle the fact other intelligent life might exist. One secret which is in front of our faces is the fact science and technology, while being a boon to humanity, also is putting us in a position when it could destroy all of us. There are so many areas where science is putting us in jeopardy. Take for example what we are surrounded by. Never in the history of the world have humans been surrounded by so many waves. Energy is everywhere. We use waves of energy for many of our devices, such as our cell phones, televisions, radios and other devices. We are now in an ocean of electronic waves, and it will probably get even worse, as electricity will someday be broadcast and more dangerous frequencies are used to increase the speed of our devices. We suspect they are not good for us, but there doesn't seem to be much investigation on this point, because it might hurt the profit margin of companies. So basically, we keep it secret. If I was a guessing person and could count all the different types of secrets, I think I would find at least 95% of them should not be secrets at all. Yes, there are a few types which we need, such as those for our nation defense and a company's secret process for creating their products, but aside from these, I think we would be better off if we just jettisoned the rest of them. We don't need to become a society of secrets, it doesn't do anyone any good.